Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to take us through what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen, and we're going to start off on the little screen. Susie, shall we start off with a period drama?
Yeah, g'day Kat, we should. Let's start with Bridgerton Season 2, which is on Netflix and is out this week. It follows on from Daphne finding love with Simon in Season 1. Her brother Anthony is now looking for a wife, and the women will flock to him in order to try to woo him, despite him not really being in the mood for love. The younger Sharma sister has her eyes on Anthony, and her older sister Edwina tries to keep a close watch on their union, which only brings Edwina and Anthony closer.
Ooh, let's have a quick look.
I cannot be the only one wondering if this former capital R rake is ready to flourish.
It is only out of the greatest love of my family that I aim to choose a bride with my head and not my heart.
But any suitor wishing to gain an audience with Miss Edwina Sharma must first tame her sister.
The sister.
The sister.
Recognizing that very familiar narrator there.
Yeah, narrating and keeping us up with the gossip is Lady Whistledown, whose identity was revealed in the closing scene of Season 1. But no spoilers from me. This character has matured and looks for love of their own, all while risking being exposed as the town's gossip columnist.
This is one of those series where it was based on a book. Now the author has to write more because essentially the series has got so popular, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So it is based on a series of books by the same name, and each book follows the love story of one of the Bridgerton siblings. Originally, the author set out to write 4 books, but after their popularity soared, she finished off with the remaining siblings. And then she wrote extra books on top of that to update on the siblings' happily ever after. So it's no surprise then that after the popularity of the books, they were then turned into the so far very successful series on Netflix.
That author, Julia Quinn. Now, this series got raunchy though, didn't it? I mean, raunchy for a period drama.
Yeah, those who hadn't heard or read the books when Season 1 hit the screen were kind of shocked, as the show was a lot more raunchy than one might expect. And it's basically the way female pleasure has been portrayed that has earned it a lot of praise and controversy when it was released. And it does have other controversy, with one scene in particular that caused some to ask, should this series come with a trigger warning? It created a conversation around consent for not just women, but men too. The show has its very own intimacy coordinator who welcomes this conversation.
Fun fact, I have a friend whose job is an intimacy coordinator. She's also a stunt woman. It sounds like she's got 2 very fun jobs.
Yeah.
If you love a period drama, I did also spot that Downton Abbey, a little less raunchy, Downton Abbey seasons 1 to 6 are out now on Sky Show 2. In fact, speaking of Sky Show, shall we move on to our next thing to watch?
Yeah, let's watch Euphoria. Season 2 of Euphoria is out now on Sky Show. The series follows a group of high school students through their experiences of identity, trauma, drugs, family, friendship, love, and sex. The series is told from Rue's perspective as she narrates the stories of her friends and family, all while struggling with her own mental health and drug abuse issues.
Let's have a quick listen.
You think because I went to rehab, I stayed clean?
I mean, ain't that the point?
If I could be a different person, I would.
Zendaya is really phenomenal in this series, and it has gained international recognition for its gritty retelling of the struggles that many teens face.
This is way darker than other high school shows I have ever seen. Just a warning, it's on Sky Show now. Let's have a look. I think we've got time for one more.
Yeah, let's go to the cinema. We've got Ambulance, which is out now. Our protagonist, William, needs money for his wife's surgery and asks his brother, Danny, for a loan. And Danny convinces him to help him rob a bank, because why not? The robbery, of course, goes wrong, and the brothers end up taking an ambulance, which has a paramedic and a dying police officer on board. This one is from director Michael Bay, and it stars Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's out this week. It is Ambulance. Find it at the cinema. We also just covered Euphoria on Sky Show, a high school series that's quite dark. And then if you're after a bit of raunchy period drama, head straight to Netflix for Bridgerton. Season 2 is out this week. Susie, thanks so much for Big Screen, Little Screen.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy all of that.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.